and Judd now continue.
And now for our devoted listeners, back to the show.
On 1500 ESPN.
V-5-0-5-100. One long year, and your time has come, man. No marks, no scars, no blemishes on the Hulkster, brother. But inside, man, I've been scarred for one long year. Everywhere I go, man, all the little Hulksters ask me, is there any truth to the fact that there was a controversial count? Hulkster, did you really get him over your head? Did you really beat the Giants? Well, today, man, in WrestleMania 4, we're going to wipe all that controversy out. Andre the Giant, in the second round, when you're fresh as a daisy, with the whole world watching, I'm going to prove, brother, that I can beat you anywhere, anytime.
Oh, there's nothing more American than making $140 million off a sex tape, gentlemen.
I wondered why you wanted to do this segment, and I just figured out exactly why. So that we could hear the Hulk.
Wait, what do you mean? This is one of the most noteworthy lawsuits in pop culture history.
But I was trying to figure out the background of why we're doing it, and it was to hear the Hulk originally.
And to talk to our buddy Jeff O'Brien from Lohman Abdo Law Firm. So this is pretty unprecedented. You've got a sex tape. You've got one of the most noteworthy icons in the last 30 years of this country, and $140 million going from Gawker to Hulk Hogan. Can you explain how Hulk Hogan landed $140 million for the sex tape Gawker posted a few years ago, Jeff?
Well, thanks for having me, guys. And he hasn't landed it yet, put it that way.
Okay.
There's a jury verdict that gave him $115 million in damages and another $25 million in punitive damages. And this is an interesting case. If you cut through some of the more salacious facts of it, it's interesting for a couple of reasons. And, you know, it's significant for why we were talking about it too, because if we're talking about the celebrity world, there's nothing that says that another athlete couldn't be facing the same issue. So, you know, this is affecting the way that the media covers some of these issues when they break. So, you know, there's a jury in Florida that gave Hulk Hogan, or his real name is Terry Bollea, a verdict against Gawker Media for publishing this sex tape online of him, you know, having sex with the now former wife of his now former best friend.
Yeah, no, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, the radio host, basically said, Hulk, I want you to take my wife and go upstairs and give her a little leg drop or something.
Yeah, they're doing a little counseling, because I guess at that point he was already divorced, or his marriage was heading that way, and so they decided to give him a little of some counseling of their own branding. But and that's an interesting side note too, is he didn't testify in the case. He asserted his Fifth Amendment rights because he told different groups, different courts and different suits whether or not Hulk knew that he was being recorded, so Bubba just decided to take the Fifth on this one and not testify, rather than submit himself to a perjury charge. But it's interesting. This is really interesting. You know, and you always see these stories out there about these huge verdicts in some of these cases. You know, you see a lot of these even in like personal injury cases, and a lot of the times those verdicts, you know, when the other side appeals, those verdicts will be either be overturned, or those awards will be significantly reduced. And I really think that's what's going to happen here. This was a jury that apparently bought the Hulk's legal team's side of the story, and didn't like what the Gawker was, what their side was, and made a big award. I think the original demand was for $100 million and it increased. So I wouldn't be surprised if this one is overturned on appeal. The interesting thing, though, is the Gawker has to put a bond up for the entire amount.
Wow.
And it's not just the company that had this judgment. The bulk of the judgment was against the editor that put his name on the story, Albert Delario. So if it continues this way, we're probably looking at the end of the Gawker, which then brings up the implications for media outlets reporting on these stories. There's some significant First Amendment implications here in terms of, we got a public figure and a story about something that, part of his life. And, this has implications for media outlets all over in terms of how they report celebrities. And, you know, we got to be careful here. There's a line that can't be crossed where you got to have freedom of the press.
So, Jeff, do you see a judge on appeal potentially reducing this or vacating this altogether and siding with Gawker? Could that be done?
Either one is possible, Judd. I think for sure, the judgment is the award is going to be reduced. I think it's possible, very possible, that the appellate court would overturn this decision on the basis that the man is a public figure,
right?
You know, and you know, there's, you know, defamation and libel claims are harder to make when you are a public figure. The interesting thing is, and reading through some of the news articles on this, there was a significant amount of attention given to how much that the character of Hulk Hogan bragged about his prowess in the boudoir, as you know, on the TV tapings, and him arguing that, well, that's a character, that's different than me as Terry Bollea, and trying to argue, he was almost arguing that Hulk Hogan was the public figure and he, Terry Bollea, was not. So it was an interesting, it was a unique argument to be made that somehow his wrestling persona was separate from his actual person.
Yeah. So what you're saying, can you expand more on what precedent this might set for if there's a hypothetical future case somewhere in media?
Well, I mean, right now, you know, the general rule has been, you know, First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment, First Amendment rules. And I think here, when the media outlet has a, you know, possible salacious or explosive story about a celebrity, you know, a verdict like this, even if it's overturned, is going to have a potentially chilling effect on how they're going to treat that story.
No.
So, so Jeff, where in your mind, what direction should we go here? Because there was a long time where you had what? Television news, and you had newspapers, and journalism was something that if something got pressed as far as a story went, we all said they can't be sued because they're doing their job. And now we're in an era where you go to the supermarket and there's supposedly people having affairs on the cover of Us and magazines. You go online and there's sex tapes. What do you think in 2016, where should this end up as far as liability from those who report things that definitely at times cross a line? And yet we always do fall back on First Amendment and the importance of protecting the press.
Well, Judd, remember that, you know, an absolute defense to any sort of defamation claim is that the statements made were truthful. And, I mean, certainly here, I don't see where, you know, maybe injurious to his reputation, but it sounded more like, you know, he had originally sued his friend that, you know, Bubba, and that didn't go anywhere. They settled it, and then Bubba, as part of that, agreed not to testify, you know, on behalf of the Gawker, that the claim that he didn't know he was being taped. So, you know, in this era where news is all over the place on the internet, whatever. If it's truthful, I don't see, even if it, you know, if it hurts a celebrity's reputation, it's truthful, you know. So I think this was a. I'm hoping this is an outlier verdict. This is in my opinion, was a bad decision.
Jeff, is there any truth to the rumor that the appeals case could just wind up in a steel cage match at WrestleMania? Gawker versus Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, maybe we can get Jesse Ventura down there too. How we can have a rematch?
Well, Hell in a Cell.
I was just going to say that, gentlemen. Do you know what we're seeing right now? We're seeing the fact that wrestlers are great actors. Think about it. Jesse and Hulk, right? You
yep.
put them in front of a jury. It's 12 citizens who often are sympathetic people, and they have their heartstrings pulled. It's that simple. I think if you, Jeff, if you took these cases just to judges and a judge, the judge would look at the letter of the law and rule on that. But what you're doing is you're presenting it to 12 people who are not necessarily trained in the law, and actors are pulling their heartstrings.
I want you guys both to be clear on this, though, that wrestlers, the caliber of acting with wrestlers is very similar to adult films. Okay, it's very, the acting is very much secondary to the wrestling and the other portion of the videos.
You know, the thing is, Judge, you make a good point. You know, you get the guys who are basically professional actors on this, you know, in bringing these cases or testifying. That's why we have appeals, right? I mean, that's why you have an appeals court that you know, even they can hear in Minnesota, the Court of Appeals hears anybody that wants to appeal and files within the time frame gets a chance to appeal. And this is what appellate courts are for, to revisit decisions of a judge or a jury and find out if they made a mistake.
Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much,
Thanks,
man.
Jeff. Talk
Thanks,
to you later.
Guys.
All right.
That's Jeff O'Brien from Lohman Abdo Law Firm.
It's really interesting stuff.
Always able to clarify things from a legal standpoint for us.